Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
All right, so here's a story that is a local story I had to confirm was real. Posted on May 1st, not on April 1st.
Okay.
Joe, good morning, Jeremy and Joe, 803-0550, you can call us. We are going to rank road trips here, provided we don't talk about this for the entire segment. The city of Buffalo could soon be planning a bid to host the Sundance Film Festival.
I also immediately hear that and go, like, are we sure that's not
that's not April Fool's?
The Onion?
Yeah.
Or something?
I did not catch this, but Byron Brown in the State of the City address announced that they responded to a request for information that could bring the Sundance Film Festival to the city. Sundance is in Utah.
Uh-huh.
It's always in Park City, Utah. The event's contract with the city is up for renewal in 2027. 2025 and 26 festivals will be in Salt Park City. They're taking steps to look at all options. This is like the Chiefs moving. Sundance, the franchise, they're moving. The Salt Lake Tribune reports that Atlanta, San Francisco, and Minneapolis are among the other cities that could try to attract the festival. Buffalo is trying to attract the Sundance Film
Festival. Big cities they're building against.
This is usually in January, by the way.
Is it? No way.
The next ones are planned in January.
It's Park City, Utah, so cold, you know, it's fine.
Yeah, but
they're at like a ski resort in Park City, Utah, kind of, I guess. There's no way.
Temperatures,
right?
In Park City, Utah in January.
Oh, they gotta be as bad as they are here, right? It's mountainous there. Right?
Yeah,
elevation.
It's cold.
Yeah.
It's winter.
I mean, if Buffalo got the Sundance Film Festival,
isn't it the,
I mean,
it sounds like a collection of words I couldn't possibly have thought of.
And this means like on the regular, right? This isn't just like a one-off, hey, we're going to host it 1 year. This is, it lives in Buffalo now.
Even if it is for 1 year.
Even if it was for 1 year, that'd be crazy.
It'd be hilarious.
But they're bidding for like it to be this to be the home of it. No?
For some period of time.
That's wild. I mean, that's, would it be bigger than them getting a new stadium as a community? Like, it's pretty nuts.
It'd be like,
it's like the largest film festival there is.
Yeah.
It being here would just be very strange. I don't know.
Anyway, good luck.
Good luck.
Good luck on the bid.
You need to go big or go home. I like it.
Sure.
Well, why not? Let's go get it.
Olympics. Get the Olympics.
If they get the Sundance, like what's stopping you from getting the Olympics done?
Yeah, you're on a roll. All right, 803-0550. So one thing at NFL.com, you know it's schedule season. I really
1 week away,
could,
maybe.
Could be next week.
Yep.
You know it's schedule season when at NFL.com they have posted the best matchups of the year. 10 games of the 2024 season. Which Bills game makes the top 10?
Bills and Texans would be my guess.
Correct.
Yeah.
That is the only one.
Diggs revenge game, great quarterbacks. Yeah, that one I think is... That's the only Bills game, though, up there? No
that
Bills,
is the
no Bills Chiefs?
Only Bills game up there.
Wow.
Only one Bills game is in the top 10 from NFL.com's Kevin Petra about the 10 best games of the year.
Well, you know, I say, like, no Bills Chiefs. Who in the world is going to respect Bills Chiefs regular season?
Right? The other top 10.
Who's the big four?
The Chiefs are on here. Chiefs Niners.
Okay.
The Bears make an appearance on this list. Bears Packers. The Niners Dolphins makes it.
Okay.
The Texans appear twice.
Okay.
Falcons Vikings, Kirk Cousins revenge game appears on here.
Mm-hmm.
The Chiefs are on here twice. The Bills are on here once.
All right. So that's not that bad then, I guess.
Yeah.
But, again, like, your next biggest game. Well, they have the Niners this year too, don't they? The Bills?
They do.
That could have been on the list.
Sure.
I get why Chiefs Bills isn't. That game does not mean anything to either team.
Well,
right?
It will mean
for
something.
For the standings, it will mean something.
But right.
But emotionally, like, I don't know.
If the Bills win that game again,
who's gonna
be prepared to be trolled by Nick Wright about winning. Congratulations
right.
on the October Super Bowl.
Right, exactly.
Get yourself ready for it.
Fourth year in a row.
Yep.
Yep.
What's the number one game in the NFL, according to Kevin Patra, on the best games of the year coming up?
The number one game?
Yep.
The number one game is going to be...
Understanding you might not know everybody that plays everybody.
Yeah. It's going to be the... Are the Chiefs involved?
No.
No.
It is also not...
Ooh, do the Jets play the Packers this year?
I don't know, but it's not on the list.
Okay. Then I'm guessing no, because Rodgers playing his old team, I think, would probably make the top 10.
Not on the top 10. Oh, no. Number five is the Harbaugh Bowl.
Oh.
That's on the list.
The Harbaugh Bowl. Number one. Is Houston going to be in it?
Houston's on the list twice. They are not number one. Number one is a divisional matchup.
Division
it strikes
matchup.
Me
What's
as
the best
an
matchup?
Absolutely absurd choice for number one overall.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I'll just give it to you. Ravens Steelers.
Oh, get out of here.
Game.
Take that whole list and just take a lighter to it.
Come on, Derrick
Steelers
Henry.
Steelers and Ravens.
Derrick Henry with Baltimore.
Number one. Get out of here. No. No, no. Not at all. It's fine. It's a classic divisional rivalry at this point. But no. Justin Fields. Well, or Russell Wilson.
Russell Wilson, Justin Fields.
Just no. No. Terrible. It's a terrible number one.
It's a tough call, number one.
They've been terrible in the top 10.
Bills road trips.
Yeah, so their away games this year. They have a lot of dome games. Like five dome games.
LA.
At LA.
Indy, Detroit, Houston. Four dome games?
Detroit. Did you mention Detroit?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that's five dome
LA,
games.
LA, Indy.
Right? One, two, three,
LA,
four.
LA, Indy, Detroit, Houston.
Four. So four dome games.
I mean, Miami's nice, provided it's not a heat stroke game.
Yeah. They also go to Seattle and Baltimore, and I'm very curious to see where the Seahawks game ends up. Because am I right, not ever being there before, that the weather potential for a September at Seattle game is very different than November and December, where I'd almost expect that it's going to be like pouring rain?
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
For whenever that game would be. Like, that to me is, if I get good weather and it's not miserable, that's the best road game of the year.
Seattle.
Road trip of the year?
Yeah.
What's better than it?
I think it's the best one because it's unique. They don't go there all that often.
Right. Versus this is the third year in a row they're going to LA.
Yeah.
Because they went to the Rams 2 years ago, then they went to the Chargers last year. Now they're going back to LA again. Houston.
What's the second best road trip?
The second best between Houston, Indy, L.A., Baltimore, Detroit, and then the
division.
I mean, I still have not done the Miami trip.
I tell you every year, Miami might be the second best road trip of the year because Miami is always a great trip.
Right.
It's such a great experience.
There's nothing like, is Indy a good trip? Has anyone even made that trip before? When's the last time they even played Indy?
In Indy.
Oof. When's the last time you were able to make the trip to Indy?
Last time they played the Colts in Indy.
Man. I'll find it. This is going to be...
Should we remember this? Who's the quarterback for the Colts?
Did they ever play there when Wentz was the quarterback? No, Wentz played here, right?
Yeah.
With the Colts?
So I guess
they smoked the Bills.
An Andrew Luck game, maybe?
Okay, here we go. They've played... The last time they played in Indy was 2018. The final score of that game.
Did they get walked in that game?
37-5.
Okay, yeah.
They had 5 points. Want to guess who started a quarterback for the Bills?
Derek Anderson.
Derek Anderson started a quarterback.
Yeah. The Derek Anderson era for the Bills was,
Yeah. Andrew Luck was the Colts quarterback. So it's been a while.
So this will be Josh Allen's first ever game in Indy because he was hurt, and that's why Derek Anderson played.
Correct. Yep. And they had not been to Indy prior to that. Since 2012.
Okay.
So in the last 12 years, they've only been there one time.
All right. I'm putting Indy number two. It's a rare occurrence.
Yeah.
There's steakhouses. That's what we learned about at the Combine. And Josh Allen's never played in Indianapolis. So, yeah, light him up. Indy number two.
Okay. How's the city, though, as a visit? It's just steakhouses?
And they've got, like, a racetrack.
The mayor may not be hosting a race that week.
Probably not.
That they'll be there. Miami's one I'd want to do. Seattle, though, feels like when's the next time I'm going to get a chance to go to Seattle?
Yeah, an easy number one.
The last Seattle game, I'm guessing, is when they played at Seattle on Monday Night Football, which was a great game that they lost, but was a great game. And I think that is the game I've never been more mad in my life as a Bills fan.
Seattle?
Yeah. Do you remember
the Richard Sherman play at the end of the half?
End of the half. He runs Dan Carpenter. And they don't call a penalty, so the refs make him leave the field, the Bills kicker, so they can't kick a field goal. They made him leave the field because he was down injured.
Yeah.
Like, he's down injured because their dude just ran him in the legs. Yeah, I was very mad that day. So, good.
What's the worst road trip? You're kind of inclined to say Jets or Patriots, right?
I feel like Baltimore is always gross, isn't it?
The Bills have not had exactly great games in Baltimore.
The weather's always bad.
Here are my memories in Baltimore. The Peterman game was a 47-5.
That's not the Peterman game, by the way.
It's one of them. Sure, that's one of them.
It's not the Peterman game.
Then there's the game where Bledsoe got picked off by the Burger King mascot. That happened in Baltimore. There's the play where they lose in overtime. Fitz throws for 400 yards, and they strip.
Oh,
Sean Nelson of the ball. They're holding him up for five minutes and
yes.
Rip the ball.
They're holding him up in the air.
Baltimore is a house of horrors for the Bills.
Yeah, that never goes well. Is there another one?
They lose an opener 10-3.
I've got
a Tyrod opener, maybe?
I've got a 13-7 opener against Baltimore.
That might have been that
is
one.
Is that the one?
Maybe.
They came back to beat them the last time they were there.
That's right. 20-19, maybe?
23-20. They were down 20-0, weren't they?
Yeah.
Or 17-0. What other than that is like a good Bills in Baltimore memory. There isn't one. They actually only have two wins in Baltimore ever. The last one and the first one. 1999, they won 13-10. That doesn't sound like a great game.
Well, looking up the schedule, you know, time of year, you pointed out, like if they go to Baltimore and it's September, you could go to Camden. If it's Seattle and it's September, you could go to whatever that park's called now, go to the baseball stadium. So
I kind of want to group Vancouver in, though, with the Seattle trip.
Okay.
But what I mean, Sabres Kraken game.
That's right.
There is that.
There's Sabres lineups in, what, Seattle, L.A., New England, New York, Miami, Detroit.
Last year, we didn't really, we had like one potential double up where like the Sabres played the Devils on a Saturday, and then the Bills played the Eagles.
Detroit's a weird trip now because the Bills have played home games in Detroit more often than they played road games in Detroit.
That's true.
Although last time they played there was Thanksgiving. Allen to, you know, that receiver that always stunk at the end of the game and never came up big in big moments. Remember that pass that they won that game? Yeah. Anyway, sorry, that's a little snark for me.
I forgot for a second that who we were even talking about, if that was snark. Yeah.
It was snark.
They're not playing at Thanksgiving again this year, right?
I mean, they might play on Christmas.
Don't they like playing at Thanksgiving? Don't we hear that about them? They're at Detroit. Like, they just did that, what, 2 years ago? So would they go right back to that, the league? Because it's a great matchup.
It is a great matchup.
I mean, 12:05 on Thanksgiving, you get Bills and Lions. That's even nicer than it was 2 years ago.
Yeah.
So, but they've been playing Thanksgiving, like every year. So like, would they go back to it?
They haven't hosted it yet.
But this wouldn't be hosting it either.
You could host it. You could host Thanksgiving. And then there's Christmas,
which they're playing on a Wednesday.
The league's playing two games on Christmas.
Yeah.
803-0550, pick of the week. And Tommy, if you want to stick with us, we'll get your call. 803-0550. Jeremy and Joe on WGR.
It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.